You're listening to the Family of Taygeta podcast. A new message from Neo, the Athari of Elisara.
Beloved friends of Earth, I come to you now with the reveal of another race that lives in the constellation of Lyra. In a frequency unseen and unknown to those on Earth, life is very real, and souls exist and thrive with light. The Athari are their names, and their star is called Elisara by Pleiadians. The area is covered with blue-white light, and Pleiadians call the transformation of this place of being the Star of Returning Light, which is the translation for Elisara. The Athari are striking in appearance as they stand between 7 and 9 feet in height. Their skin carries a translucent glow with tones of pearl, silver blue, soft gold, and violet. These colors change with spiritual development and become lighter and more vibrant as alignment is achieved. Their eyes are large and oval-shaped with crystalline light that changes with emotions and thoughts. They read one another's feelings and respond with telepathy in frequencies understood within each soul. Their mouth is small and straight with small round noses. Their hair flows in shimmering strands that resemble woven light. These beings glow in darkness, and no other light is needed to maintain homes or land. Many wear ceremonial garments of crystalline fibers that change colors with frequency and emotions. Homes are connected with white stones, and simplicity is enjoyed by everyone. The look of their homes is a temple. There is pottery and plants throughout large rooms. Music is enjoyed as soft harmonies that play as intention is directed. Areas of Elisara rise like enormous sculpted towers of transparent crystals and sacred geometry, suspended above sapphire-colored oceans that glow with luminescent currents and sound resonance. Entire temples can be formed by collective intention by the light of the souls. Yet, the history of the Athari was not always peaceful. Throughout the ages, their civilization fell into an age known as the Great Veil, where obsession with technology and power severed them from spiritual truth. Artificial intelligence systems overtook sacred wisdom, emotions became suppressed, and society fractured into conflict and control. Fear covered the area, and sickness became rampant. The beings began to die very young, and life known to exist at 300 years vanished. The Athari were in trouble, and Pleiadians visited and assisted in their early recovery. But this time, the Galactic Federation would arrive for completion. Teachers of light arrived and mingled with the weary souls. Bodies were completely upgraded to circulate light. There would never be body death again. Weary animals began to glow with vibrant colors, and all hearts beat as one. Many of the Athari joined the Galactic Federation to serve other stars that lived in duality. They proudly wear blue uniforms with silver boots. Spiritual darkness ended for the Athari. Competition was replaced with service and gratitude as they assist emerging worlds in awakening to peace. In these moments, these beautiful souls are guardians, healers, teachers, and protectors of life. Their great purpose is to help other civilizations understand that even those lost in darkness can return to the light and thrive with magnificence. En iki mai ia, I love you so, Neo.